As college students prepare for graduation, some are getting an unwelcome surprise. Dozens of graduates who had accepted lucrative job offers are having those offers revoked. Companies say the sluggish economy has forced them to reassess their hiring needs. In most cases, employers who rescind job offers provide students with cash payments for their trouble. But some graduates say the money has done little to ease their disappointment. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
This month was supposed to mark a major step forward in Christine Kreger's life. The 31-year-old University of North Carolina student is graduating next week with her MBA. She had planned to move to Austin, Texas, where she had accepted a generous job offer from Dell Computer Corporation. Kreger was hired for an operations position that paid more than $80,000 a year.
The job that they offered me was exactly what I wanted. I thought Austin was a great city. Dell, I'd heard such great things about, so I knew that that's where I wanted to go.
Kreger accepted the job in November, turning down a position with another company, and since then has been busy getting ready to move to Austin. She rented an apartment near Dell's headquarters, was in the process of building a custom house, and even spent $2,000 for a purebred puppy to play in the backyard. But a week ago Friday, her plans suddenly changed.
I got home and had a message on my answering machine telling me that my offer was rescinded. And my whole world was turned upside down. You know, everything that I knew and believed, where my life was going, all my goals, all my hopes, my dreams were shattered. All in, you know, just one phone message.
With that phone call, Kreger became one of several graduates who have lost their jobs at Dell even before they started to work there. Over the past few weeks, the computer maker has been rescinding offers to students around the country. The company won't say how many people are affected, but it blames the soft economy for a drop in demand for workers. By no means is Dell leaving its recruits empty-handed. Kreger, for instance, gets to keep her signing bonus of $25,000. But she says her student loan debt far exceeds that, and with her plans in turmoil and no replacement job in sight, Kreger says the company's payment doesn't help much.
I mean, by the time taxes come in and take 36% of it, I think there's only about $16,000 left, and if I can't find a job, I'm going to have to live on that for, you know, 6 months to a year. So basically, I'm going to have to sell all my furniture and possibly spend the summer with my family, you know, where it's cheaper.
Dell is one of more than a dozen companies that's revoked students' job offers this year. Most are technology firms such as Cisco Systems, Nortel, Ericsson, and Sapient. But offers also have been rescinded by Robertson Stevens, an investment banker, and Wayne, a Texas-based gas pump manufacturer. A survey by the National Association of Colleges and Employers found about 30% of university counselors know of students whose offers were taken away. The first time in 10 years, schools have reported that happening. The association's Camille Luckenbaugh says the number of affected graduates is small, just a few on each campus. But she says the problem is greater in the fields of computer science and engineering.
The market is still looking fairly positive for college grads, but you do have these instances where, especially with the high-tech industries, they're running into some trouble. And this has been really a dramatic turn, and I think that it probably did catch a lot of people off guard.
Companies that are rescinding offers say they're doing it reluctantly, usually as part of broader cutbacks that affect existing employees as well. Dell, for instance, is eliminating some 5,000 full-time jobs while revoking what it terms a handful of student offers. A company spokesman calls the actions unfortunate but necessary. Ericsson officials say they were forced to turn away about 20 student recruits because of a downturn that led to more than 14,000 layoffs, while Sapient confirms it took back all its offers as part of a worldwide workforce reduction. Corporate leaders are quick to point out they're compensating students for the inconvenience. At Cisco Systems, spokesman Joe Fredoso says graduates who lost offers will receive 12 weeks' salary and free outplacement services to help them find jobs elsewhere.
I think most people realize that these are very trying economic times, more trying than anyone could have anticipated 4 or 5 months ago. They understand and realize the situation, but it's the Cisco way to make certain that those that are impacted are treated the way that we'd want to be treated if we were impacted.
Placement officers say severance packages for students with revoked offers vary widely from company to company and from job to job. Cisco's package of 12-week salary is among the most generous, while on the low end of the scale are firms offering 2-week salary or less, barely enough, students say, to compensate them for moving expenses they've already paid. Sharon Gravely is another University of North Carolina student who had her offer rescinded by Dell Computer. As an undergraduate math major, she says her severance package was $2,000, a small amount, she says, considering her job would have paid $50,000 a year.
$2,000, honestly, it probably lasts me about a month. Maybe a little bit more than that, but maybe I'll have another job, you know, by the time that money runs out. But more than likely, it's not going to be as good. It's not going to have, you know, the bonuses and the things that I was counting on. And I just don't think it's fair.
Gravely says she'll most likely end up with a temporary job for the summer, then start competing for permanent employment in the fall when companies again begin recruiting on college campuses. Corporate leaders say they expect a more normal recruiting season next school year. While they may have fewer jobs to fill than they did in the late 90s, they hope to plan better so they don't have to revoke offers again. Still, the effects of this year's broken promises may linger for a while. College placement officers warn that word has traveled quickly on their campuses about how students were treated, and they say companies that didn't honor job offers may find it harder to attract top graduates in the future. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.